This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Trading on Wall Street was temporarily halted early Monday as U.S. stocks joined a global rout on crashing oil prices and mounting worries over the coronavirus. U.S. stock trading halted for 15 minutes due to steep losses. The suspension was triggered after the S&P 500's losses hit 7%. Oil fell by the most since 1991 after Saudi Arabia started a price war with Russia by slashing its selling prices and pledging to unleash its pent-up supply onto a market reeling from falling demand because of the coronavirus outbreak. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Oil prices crashed on Monday after Saudi Arabia kicked off a price war with Russia. The free fall threw financial markets into chaos. Massive discounts from Saudi saw oil prices collapse by as much as 30%, the biggest percentage drop since 1991 at the start of the Gulf War. On Sunday, Saudi slashed its export prices and pledged to unleash its pent-up supply of oil onto the financial markets. It's attempting to punish Russia after OPEC failed to agree on cuts to oil production last Friday. It would have been an attempt to fight prices falling from shock over the coronavirus. Now, Saudi Arabia seems to have shifted gears. If it can't bump up the price, it's going to push it down.
That was Reuters' Libby Hogan. A coalition group said Monday two American soldiers fighting the Islamic State group in Iraq were killed during an operation alongside Iraqi forces. The anti-jihadist coalition said the mission was to eliminate an ISIS terrorist stronghold in a mountainous area of north-central Iraq. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudanese officials say and state media reports post-uprising Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok survived unharmed after a bomb and gun attack targeted his convoy Monday on the way to work in the capital of Khartoum. The attack was staged in a district of northeast Khartoum in an apparent sign of the shakiness of Sudan's transition to civilian rule. Two blasts were heard as Afghanistan's two rival leaders held parallel presidential inaugurations in Kabul Monday. Hundreds of people had assembled at two venues inside the presidential palace to watch the swearing-in ceremonies when the blasts were heard. Talks to form Israel's next government ramped up Monday, but an agreement to form a coalition may require a political miracle. Right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party and its allies won 58 seats in the March 2nd election, three short of a parliamentary majority. Main challenger Benny Gantz, who heads the centrist party opposing Netanyahu, vowed Saturday the days of Netanyahu's reign are over. Singapore will allow a cruise ship with passengers infected with coronavirus to dock Tuesday after it was rejected by Thailand and Malaysia. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Singapore officials say the ship has declared that none of its passengers had any symptoms of respiratory illness. The vessel's passengers had earlier underwent temperature screening and checks on their travel history before they boarded the ship, which last departed Singapore on March 3. They add the doctor on board the cruise liner will check all passengers and crew to ensure they're healthy before disembarkation. Thailand last week had refused to let the ship, which has some 2,000 passengers on board, to dock at Phuket, since it carried 64 Italians. Malaysia on Saturday also banned the ship from stopping at a northern port. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
To reiterate, there were concerns passengers were infected with the coronavirus. They were not. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris is the sixth former rival to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden, and she is going to be doing that. The commissioner of Japan's Professional Baseball League says the season will be postponed for the first time since the 2011 earthquake due to concerns over the spread of the new coronavirus. The Nippon Professional Baseball League was originally set to open March 20th. This is the latest big sporting event in Japan to be hit by the coronavirus less than 5 months before the Tokyo Olympics. And Britain's officials say they've set up a specialist unit to combat the spread of disinformation about the coronavirus outbreak. The Culture Department says teams have been brought together to show the potential extent, scope, and impact of the issue. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.